forever accepted. When Jesus cried, "It is finished," on the cross, he meant, "It is finished." All the punishment and pain for all sin and all the power of sin finished, completed. This was indeed a cry of victory that shook the very foundations of hell to its core. This truth has remained unchanged since that pivotal time in eternity's history. This reality is forever engraved on the heart of God in heaven's council chambers. God does not change, and he recognizes Christ's work on the cross, finished. He accepts forever the forever finished work of Calvary's cross, forever and forever. Amen. Paul reminds us that there is now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Nothing can be said, done, or thought for which Christ hasn't paid full restitution. Those that believe on him are accepted because of this forever finished work. He accepts forever the forever finished work of Calvary's cross, forever and forever. Our acceptance by God has no conditions. Our acceptance is unconditional. Nothing in heaven or earth, hell or the universe can alter this truth. It is finished. He accepts forever the forever finished work of Calvary's cross, forever and forever. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. And the verse continues, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Oh, many have made this verse conditional, counter to God's proclaimed word. Ah, they say, if you're not walking in the Spirit, then this doesn't apply. They say, no condemnation, but only for those walking in the Spirit. Rubbish! Poppycock! What nonsense! Read the word. Study to show yourself approved. There follows a dissertation of a carnal Christian compared with the spiritual man. And throughout his epistles, Paul rehearses this truth that we have two options. A carnal Christian life, born again, but walking in the realm of the flesh. And a spiritual Christian life, born again and walking in the sphere of the Spirit. Read about the carnal believers of Corinth in 1 Corinthians 3 verse 1, who left their first love, just like the Ephesian believers in Revelation 2 verse 4. Indeed, Paul here prescribes the remedy to the carnal life versus the spiritual life. But there is no question throughout all the epistles that we can lose our acceptance. For God's word tells us that we are accepted in the Beloved. And accepted in the Beloved means accepted in the Beloved. To lose God's acceptance would render Christ's finished work a sham. Jesus said, "This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." And where remission of sins has taken place, there is no more offering for sin. Why are we told this in Hebrews chapter 10? Because it is finished. It is finished forever and ever. Amen.